Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Let your ladies go.
Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Your boy Kel.
Yeah.
This is for the traffic girls.
Where y'all at?
All around the world.
Let's go.
Every block.
Hey.
Every club.
Hey.
Every hood.
Hey.
I'm in love.
So sweet, so brown, so thick. So nasty, ooh, I love that, love that. So smooth, so creamy. God damn it, I must be dreaming. So jiggly, so soft. God damn, I wanna break you off. So high, you gon' melt. Eat you all up by myself. Girl, I can't wait to unpop ya.
Yeah.
And chocolate fix some after.
After.
So taste that, my treat. Miss Chocolate, let me get a little peep. I'm too good, but cold up. So good, I won't be some more.
Welcome to another episode of Chocolate City. Tonight is going to be a good-ass episode. I have two co-hosts. I have Miss Sticky Thick from Louisiana, and I also have Red at Ocala from them damn heathens. He represented last week. And this is, of course, yours truly, Chalk Mommy. Tonight we're going to be talking about cheating and the double standards that men have when they ask get caught cheating versus when a woman gets caught cheating. And we're going to talk about fucked up blind dates. I'm sure we all can relate to going out on a date. We may have met someone, whether it was BBM, internet, or fucking MySpace or some social network. Motherfucker sent you the wrong picture. And when you met them, they was fucked up and you wanted to leave. So we're going to find out how you handle that. And tonight we also have a blast section. So if it's somebody you want to put on blast, whether it's a person that lied, female that ain't shit, by all means, feel free to do so. Hey, Miss Sticky Thick. Hi, Red. How y'all doing?
What's happening, man? I'm in the bed, man. What's going on?
Nothing. Red, since everybody knows who you are, we're going to go ahead and let Miss Sticky Thick introduce herself and tell us about, I want her to tell my audience about her.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sticky Thick. I'm from Louisiana. basically, Chalky's my, she's just my bestie, like, my dog. I'm a bitch and she my bitch. Me and her had an episode with a lame nigga today also. We'll tell you more about that later on. But anymore. It's what I have to say. I'm light-skinned with a big bug, and Chalk can tell you more about all that.
Yeah,
and she's from Louisiana, so I know she can cook.
Yes, I can cook.
Yeah, she's from Louisiana.
Yeah, I stayed over there for like 3 months, you know. It is what it is, but I'm listening. What's up, Chop? What's been going on, baby? I heard from you in a little second.
Man, I'm in Florida for everybody that hasn't been or that has been keeping up with my whereabouts. I'm in Fort Lauderdale now. I'm at my best friend's house, chilling, doing my show, looking at her. She's making me nervous, but, you know, I'll get past it. Had a couple of photo shoots, you know, went to South Beach. It rained today. I'll be in Ocala tomorrow representing with Impressions Entertainment and Career Criminal Music Group and, you know, just the whole Ocala family, chilling with Red. I'll post pictures up on my site. They'll be on my MySpace page and everything so everybody can see my new look. And then, actually, I'm going to do a show tomorrow night. I'm going to do it live. I'm going to Ustream it on my Tiny Chat. And I also might go ahead and do Stick Cam where everybody can see and participate live chat on the computer. So, you know, tomorrow is going to be a pretty good show. I don't know if it's going to top the one tonight, but, you know, we'll be headed in the right direction. So y'all heard what the subject is tonight. We've got two different topics. We're talking about cheating and fucked up blind dates. I know everybody got a story. Everybody got to have a story because I can tell you some of my stories, but, you know. And then we got that blast section. I'm going to always keep the blast section.
No.
We're going to say that for later. We're going to say that for later.
I hope he's listening. I hope he's listening out there. He know he is.
Yeah, we're gonna say that one for like midway through the show. We're gonna say that midway through the show. So we have a caller on the air, 803. Hi, you're on the air. Who is this? 803. Well, I guess they're not ready to talk. They're just listening. So who wants to go first with their first story about a blind date? Matter of fact, ladies first. Ms. Sticky Thick, do you want to discuss cheating or do you want to discuss the blind date?
The blind date. I can't do nothing about the cheating because I did some doggy shit in my past, so fuck that.
I mean, yeah, we all have cheated, so we're going to talk about it from all different perspectives. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So, tell us about the situation with your blind date.
Okay, I met this dude off of MySpace. And he was I thought there was real pictures or whatever. He was talking like, you know, he had the swag and whatnot. And, you know, we exchanged numbers and started talking, and then we set it up a date. It was kind of, I should have known from the start we went to the fucking park, okay? So I drove to the park looking, and he was talking like he a fucking baller. He have a charger with some 22s and whatnot. I go, okay, this motherfucker must be fly. I see no charger, no 22s. But he's texting me, telling me that he's there. Okay, okay.
He's a telephone charger.
And so I look around. I see somebody sitting at a bench. I said, are you sitting at the bench? He's like, yeah. Where's your fucking charger with your 22s and whatnot? I get out, looking around first, and I walk up, and oh, my motherfucking goodness. He's ugly. Like me, I don't like no dark niggas. If he's dark, he got to be built. This nigga looks fucking ratchet, cold. Goddamn me. His shoes is not what's up. He's not in my league. So I just turned around. I didn't tell him nothing. Honestly.
So you just left him like that?
Yeah, I swear. I mean, I'm a bean bitch. So I just looked and I turned around. He texted me, was that me? I was like, no, I never came.
Hey,
No, it's not. Because people shouldn't lie and say how they look and say what they have. If you just be honest,
yeah,
I
right.
like it. Yeah. Or whatever. Just, I mean, come on. Don't lie to
me. You don't get no Botox by the time they see you.
Okay, so did you call him back and say, yo, you lied?
No,
you know, did you...
I just stopped texting him, period. Like, he was in nothing. I changed my number and everything and just, you know. It never happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Red.
What's happening?
Tell us about one of your blind dates that was fucked up, and how did you play it off, get out of it, or whatever?
Man, look at here, man. I don't even tell no lies. I hurt feelings, you feel me? So, man, just like Miss Chicky Thing said, man, you know what I'm saying? A little MySpace, Facebook shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking fat girls showing from the titties up with big-ass push-up bras and shit, making it look like they... Talking about these thick, these motherfuckers shaped up like an upside down Coke bottle.
Oh, I'm not picking
you know
boo.
What I'm
saying? Excuse me. No boo.
Say it again.
Excuse me. You trying to throw this
in. Trying to throw what?
Okay, keep talking.
No, he's not. He's just making a general statement about what the girls be doing on that.
Yeah, man, you know. Everybody knows it, man. I get the places, man. People got their titties all pushed up, you know what I'm saying? Little restaurant, got everything else on the restaurant table, man. I see the little lady go to bathroom or whatever. I'm like, oh, no. Thought you said you were thick. Bitch, you didn't never say you were fat. Hell no. Come on, thick. Bitch, you fat. And you like to eat. I'm finna get, you know what I'm saying? This bitch look like it's a hangout spot. She crunk like she in the club and shit. Like, so what's up, bitch? I'm finna get the fuck up and out of here. That's what's up. Ain't no motherfucking. I'm talking about the big girl, you know, you can get some big girl, got a little shape, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, I can't do all that. So I let her go on and go to the bathroom, and I went to the other exit. Emergency up out of there.
Oh my
God. I don't know nothing. Call, I ain't changing my number either. You just don't. You know what happened, so don't call me no more. You feel me?
Wow. Oh my
God. Out of there, man. That's what push-up bras get you, man.
Oh my God.
Push-up bras and titty-up pictures.
Oh my God.
No stomach shots. Bitch ain't got no churn and looking like she done had eight on.
Wow.
Don't get me wrong. She scraped from the titties up and bitch smiling. She like, oh, woo, big girl. I don't know what you thought this was. They what make it so funny. They what make it so funny, y'all. Their self-esteem be raised so high. Oh, where we going out eating? And go chill at. Chill? Eat and first then chill. Bitch, you hungry? You just left the house. Why you don't even know me. You asking me to feed your big ass. Had to get up out of that. Something should have told me it was kind of big, though, and they kept revolving around eating everything. It's eating the first part, everything else comes secondhand. That bitch might be eat before she brush her teeth.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
No,
okay,
man,
I guess it's my turn. The worst blind date I had was I met this guy off of Black Planet, and he sent me some pictures, and they were decent.
Dick pictures.
Yeah, he sent me, no dick pictures, just regular pictures, and he had me thinking that, you know, he was nice on the eyes, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? He had money. He had a nice little situation going on, real estate or whatever. He lived in D.C. I lived in North Carolina. And he was just like, oh, you should really come out to D.C. And I'm like, yo, I've never been to D.C. before, you know. I mean, I've driven through there, going to New York, going to Maryland, whatever. He's like, well, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get you a plane ticket. I'm like, you know what, let me hold off. I'm not sure if I want to go or not. He's like, no, you should come, you should come. So that was a Friday. I'm like, you know what, Friday. And I'm like, you know what, I will come, I will come. He goes on the Internet, he books me a ticket. And shit, bitches out to D.C. And I'm like, okay, those are really your pitches. He's like, yeah, why? I'm like, nah, you look decent, you know. I ain't tripping. I'm fresh out of prison, you know. I've been in there. I just did a bid for like 3 years and 8 months. So I'm like, I ain't really beat about no dick. But traveling, you know, I'm ready to go out. So get to the airport. Get to, was it Dulles, whatever, in D.C., and grab my bags, and he's like, oh, I'm in Altima or whatever. I come outside with my bag on my shoulder. I look at this motherfucker, I'm like, what the fuck? Hell no. The plane already landed. I'm already at the airport. I can't walk around. I can't turn back around. So I'm like, fuck. And he's like, oh, I got us a hotel at the airport. It's not going to be ready till like 3-something, so I'm going to give you a tour of D.C. So we riding around and shit. Bitch, slick and fly. I'm looking at him, and I'm like, oh, Lord. So we going in some hoods. I'm seeing some decent-ass dudes. Bitch, slide down in the chair. He's like, what's wrong? I'm like, now I'm trying to get comfortable. Really, I don't want nobody to see me with him. So I'm just like,
hell
no. So then he's like, we go to a soul food restaurant. And he's like, do you want something to eat? I'm like, nah, I'm good. You go ahead and go get you something. I'll just order some room service or something like that. So we chilling. Then we go back to the room. It's finally time to check in. I ain't even going to lie. The room was laid out. It was nice. I'm getting all comfortable and took a shower and everything. I guess by me taking a shower, he thought he was going to get some ass. I'm like, no, we just gonna lay down and look at TV and take a nap because, I mean, you know, I got up early and everything like that. And the crazy part about it is, like, a couple of days prior, my brother's father had died, so my mom was kind of taking it hard. You know, God rest his soul, because, you know, had to use it as an excuse. So we lay down, take a nap. I roll over, and I'm like, hell no, I can't roll over and look at this motherfucker all weekend. I get on the phone. I call my mom. I'm like, Mom, you okay? And I'm like, man, y'all know you taking it hard. Okay, okay, okay. And I'm like, yo, look, I really hate to do this to you, but I need to get back to North Carolina. My mom is taking this really hard. And he's like, oh, I understand, I understand. I said, I really feel bad because I made you spend a lot of money on this room and I can't stay, whatever, whatever. Man, it cost me $25 to change my ticket. And I guess God don't like ugly because, you know, when you change your ticket, you got to go on standby status. Man, I get to the airport, these motherfuckers done bumped me. I get to Philly, and I'm stranded. But it's cool because they put me up in a hotel, and I got a free ticket, round trip to fly anywhere that I wanted to. And he was calling me, like, are you okay? When are you going to come back and see me? I'm trying to make you my woman. I'm like, no, I'm trying to make you disappear. What the fuck? You don't look nothing like your pictures. Like, where they do that at? I'm like, but, I mean, I look at it like this. I got to go to D.C. I got to stay in a flash room for about 2-3 hours. And I got to hell alone, and I got to spend the night in D.C., now in Philly. Got a free ticket, came back to North Carolina the next day, and I was straight. I sold the ticket for like $300, so I made a little $300 come up on an ugly motherfucker. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I made out all right.
That's fucking
it will be time for your shit like that.
Now, me being who I am now with the blind date stuff, and I know that people love to put up pictures of what they look like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, or when they used to model or whatever it is they used to do, I ain't going for that. I'm like, yo, I need you to go ahead and send me a picture. Take a picture right now. You know what I'm saying? And I need it to be from a good IP address. I'm trying to check everything, like, seriously, because I'm not trying to get caught out. It might be one of them days I agree to meet somebody, and it might be some fans of somebody out there, and then I go up and meet such and such, tap him on his shoulder, he turn around, and I'm like, oh, my God, this motherfucker looking toe up from the flow up. And then I got a bunch of people behind me like, yo, Chad, that's you. That's you. And I'm like, no.
It's my little retarded cousin that I'm babysitting.
I was like, I can't do that. Matter of fact, I see we have Craig on the line. It's either Craig or Ra. Hey,
up,
Craig
Ma?
Or Ra.
What's
Which
up?
One is this, Craig or Ra?
It's Craig.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey, what's up?
I don't know how much you heard, but we're talking about fucked up blind dates. I know you got a story.
Oh, believe me. See, now I see you already dropped, put me on the spot. Just jumped up in here, you dropped me on the spot already.
No, everybody has been telling their side already, so I know you got a story.
Oh no,
you live in New York.
No, we don't have fucked up blind dates. We got fucked up people, in general. Crazy.
Okay, well, tell us about a fucked up person.
Oh, well, you are one. Me personally, did have this crackhead girl that you already seriously. Well, this cat is basically what I'm telling her, I say. Me want to have a baby with her after we just talk for a month.
Now, you know, I do not understand Poitois, so break that down for me.
Oh, sorry. See? Sorry. My apologies, people. Sorry. Somebody I was talking to, basically, we were talking for a little while, like roughly a month. This girl going to go in and tell me that, oh, she wants to have my kid. And we just talking for a month. Now, which crazy person is going to do that?
1 minute. Y'all was talking for a month. She said she wanted to have your baby.
She want to have my kid.
Okay, I mean, Craig, you're not an ugly person. You're cute. So she may have wanted to have a cute
Listen. I know you for 1 month. And every time I'm hitting that ass, you're going to tell me, oh, I want to have a kid. Like, you know that shit does to somebody's brain? Like, nah, you know something? Stay the fuck away from me. I'm good. No, I ain't playing that shit. Slow her ass down. That's what she needed
to
do.
You had that good wood to where, you know, when you was up in her, all she could think about was having your kids.
Well, my lumberjack stopped chopping trees, all right? Shit.
Wow.
My tree service ran out. There's no more trees in that one. Nah, but there have been a few crazy-ass relationships, but I don't make them shit bother me. Can't be bothered.
Okay, so if an ugly chick wanted to go out with you, how would you play it off?
Okay, this is where it's going to happen. Now. Define the ugly.
You don't want your boys to see you with her. Like,
nah, fuck
you know
my boys.
It's like,
nah, fuck my boys. Listen, if I'm getting some ass, fuck my boys. I'm straight. I could care less what they want to think. Because I'm getting some, you ain't getting none. You're chilling on a corner while I'm up in something. So I could care less what you think.
Okay, but what if she's fat and nasty? Would you go ahead? If she paid you, would you still hit it?
Nah. See, I'm an athlete. I got conditioned myself. She got conditioned her ass, too. I don't play that shit. Nope. She can keep rolling. What? Nah. It depends. See, my mom is short and thick. See what I'm saying? I like thick females, but you see when your thickness goes over like 180, 190, don't even try to say A to me. I'm serious. I don't like being disrespectful to people, but if I get disrespectful, I make people cry, and I'm not into it right now. If I tell you leave me alone, leave me the hell alone. Let's keep moving. That means I'm not the type of person you want to talk to right now.
Okay, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. Now, for the second part of our discussion, and I got this topic out of a group that I'm in exclusive on BBM, and we're talking about cheating. And
yeah. Why the heck you going to put my name up there talking about got to be the main character?
No, I mean, you got some stories, but I mean, I know I got some stories, because I'll be the first to say I'm not a faithful chick. I mean, it depends, but for the most part, hell no, I'm not faithful. But it's like, but no, I've turned over a new leaf. But what I found out is when a man
becomes
a woman, when a man cheats on a woman, it's like he expects us to get over it and move forward and, you know, we'll work on it. But as soon as we cheat, he loses his damn mind, because he'd be like, did he eat the pussy better than I did? Did he fuck you better than I did? What's his dick bigger than mine?
You want me to put a Craig Mack on that one? I'm going to tell you. If you and me talking, and you go out there and you jump on something else, so you're comfortable over there where you at, I'm going to tell you, be breezy. I could care less what you want to do. See what I'm saying? There are too much things out there for me to be worrying about what you got to do. If you're comfortable outside, go ahead and be comfortable outside. Shit, when you come back inside, you come back to my ass. And if you feel more comfortable out there, stay out there. I ain't got time chasing, complaining, arguing. Nah. Fuck that shit.
I mean, you're the first person, because guys say one thing, but I think it's more like an ego. I do. I don't know.
Nah, I know you got some dudes roughly. Whenever they're walking with a girl and whatnot, they don't like other guys looking at them. I'm totally different. I love when a dude look at my girl and be like, yo, I'll smack the shit out of you right now. I'm like, yeah, shit. Yo, somebody like my girl. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you don't want nothing that don't nobody else want to look at.
Exactly. So when I get in the house, I'm like, yo, you know something? I'm going to hit that ass right now. I don't care. I like when a dude look at my girl. Any dude don't like when another guy look at this girl and give her a remark, even if it's not, like, sexual, but at least give her a good gesture. I think he's a fucking asshole. I ain't gonna lie.
That's real.
I met dude on the road.
The boys get mad and have a little dick.
Yeah. What the hell are you getting offended for? Because you think another guy's saying, yo,
you might, that's how you might can fuck my bitch look. That's what kind of look that is.
You know what I'm saying? But
she's smiling and your face fired up. I'm going to step
in
again and holler.
Shit. PTE don't know. Just two words alone and she probably be yours.
That's right. She's smiling and he's frowning. He looking like I'll beat your ass. She looking like I'll suck your dick.
There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. Man, yo, you cheat whichever way you choose to cheat. See what I'm saying? And anybody say they don't cheat, they fucking lying.
They lying.
See what I'm saying? We all fucking cheat. So anybody
hold
get
on, there
that
are some
cheat,
people
lying.
That don't.
Mommy.
There are some people that don't.
Mommy. Behave.
They got some kind of way they cheat. They ain't got to fuck somebody else, but they
there
talk
you
to
go.
Somebody.
See, fucking is that the only way you cheat?
Okay, so you're saying that if a woman decides to talk to another guy and she has a man, she's cheating? Even though
damn right. If he don't know anything, he don't know about cheating.
No. Yo, I got a friend, see what I'm saying? Her dude, when it reaches like 8 o'clock in the evening, if I text or call her phone, this dude flip a switch. We friends. We don't talk nothing sexual or nothing like that on the phone at all. He's, yo, how was the day at work and all them shit? This dude, if he sees my face, he starts frowning. I invited him to my birthday party. This dude stayed outside for the whole freaking night with a girl in the cold because he doesn't want her inside the room. That's an asshole.
Well, to me, that sounds like he got something going on within himself and he doing some shit and he just trying to make sure that she don't do no shit in return, because karma is a bitch. When a dude is on a female like that, it's because he got some shit with him or he doing some shit. And he ain't trying to get caught, so he trying to make sure her ass stay on point.
Well, my girls be running away from my ass, because I'm too straightforward. And I could give shit 2 cents. I don't play that
shit.
Wow. No, I'm serious. Yo, you can't take my... You know the way I talk. You can't take my gestures when I make gestures. And most times I'm not saying it to offend you. You can't take my shit. You can't be around me. Because if I'm supposed to get, like, negative towards you, you're not going to like it. See what I'm saying?
That's what I think it is.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you got some females that's just hardcore. You got some males that's hardcore. And you got some win-win bitches and you got some win-win dudes. And it's just the point of everybody just having a backbone, putting their foot down, accepting what they're going to accept and not accepting something. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I mean, different strokes for different folks. Some people get caught up. Some people don't. I've heard of people getting caught up in the bedroom when they hitting their significant other. They slip out and call the maid, squeeze the side chick's name.
Ooh,
and,
I'm
like, how can you play that?
Tell
like,
me. I tell you, yo, last night there was, and fuck that shit. Nope.
Matter of fact, I'm curious. All right, Red, if you dicking your chick down, and she fuck around there and call you somebody else's name, how you going to handle that?
Knowing me, really, like, honestly, I might just keep fucking. We broke up. You know, I don't fuck his name. I don't know. After I bust my nut, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? And that's the real fuck you.
That's
pull
what
out
I'm
of
talking about.
I won't even take the time out to take the rubber or whatever, I'm going to bust up out that bitch. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck about nobody else's name or what she called. Oh, yeah, that's cool. Oh, yeah, oh, nice, you cheating. Now I'm finna power drive this bitch some more. At least I know he a halfway decent ass nigga. You got to really like it. I'm putting the dick down. You call his name. So I know we running neck and neck in the race. So I'm going to fuck this bitch and I'm going to fight it up. You feel me? I'm gone.
Yo.
Okay, Dickie, how would you handle the situation if your man dicking you down and he called you the next bitch name? What are you going to do?
Put your face on me and tell her go to
him. Come on, I'm saying.
What if you right at the edge of catching your nut, though, like right, you right there, and he'd be like, oh, diva or whatever, are you going to like, not catch yours and tell him to get up, or you going to catch it and just tell him to get
I'm
up?
I'm going to catch it because they ain't getting shit. What's that? Use your ass.
Nah, see. I'm going to show you all me. I ain't going to say us. I'm going to say me. Do mine. Something? You can call who the hell you want to call, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get as much nut for you as I possibly can, today, tomorrow, next day, next week, whenever. And I know I heard what I heard. But you know what the best part about it is? I'm going to keep just using you just for ass. No sweat. That's how I'm going to dog you out. Simple as that. And then when I'm fed up with you, you stupid shit, I'm going to be like, listen, we can't work. I'm gone. No explanation needed. I'm out. Just like that. Oh, why? Think twice. You did it more than once. I heard you. You didn't hear yourself? Oh, you were caught up? Oh, no problem. I'm good. I'm there.
Yes?
You know, I don't want to do this, but y'all talking about fake too much. And I have a doll. I have a good doll, so.
You got a who?
No. Ass call. Basically, I'm
going
to
get some dick.
Damn.
Oh, he there?
I'm busting out the sex talk to go.
Yeah.
Damn.
He there?
No, he's on his way. That's who keeps calling.
Oh, well, yeah. Let him keep talking. And, you know, we might want to hear a little something.
Yeah.
Y'all do not want to hear me. I speak Spanish. I want to hear what the fuck I'm saying.
It don't matter. We want to hear. You going to be bold enough to, oh, girl, yeah. Yeah.
Rock on, girl. Rock on.
Yeah. Wow.
That's
three things. That's
that.
Oh, I swear to God. Chalk, you know I'm going to tell you if it's small.
No. If it is, what you need to do, you got to video camera on your phone, right? Nah, yeah. I'll record it. No, you got to record it, and then we're going to put it up on ChalkMommy.com. I'll put it on ChalkMommy.com so everybody can see you handle him and embarrass him. Matter of fact, we got another caller on the line. Hopefully he's going to talk. 646-651, are you there? Hello? I guess they don't want to talk. They're just listening. That's cool, too. Interesting. I don't know what to say. Like, tonight is just like one of those, it's laid back, and, you know, I got one of my shit talkers on the phone. I don't know where the rest of everybody else is because I'm kind of in the mood to set it off. I don't know why, but I'm just in a set it off kind of mood.
Yo, it's
for you. You remember I said I want to do a shout out. You know, remember talk?
Oh yeah. We're gonna do one this hour and then we're gonna do another one. Okay. You know, maybe a month ago, I get a text message on my business line, and it's this dude. And, you know, I'm like, who is this? He's like, oh, this is Ashley from MySpace. I'm thinking it's a chick, so I ain't really trying to deal with none of that stuff right there. So I'm thinking, I'm thinking it's a chick, you know, a female. So then, you know, the next morning, like at 6 something, his dumb ass calls me. I'm like, who the fuck is calling me this early? I had to go to court anyway, so I was up. And, you know. And he called, and the next thing you know, he sent me a picture of a convertible Ferrari. I'm like, who's sending me somebody else's car? You know what I'm saying?
Was it great?
Yeah, it was great. Yes, great convertible from the side. Looked like it could have been at the dealership.
It was like off the internet, you could tell, because I can zoom in on shit.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
I'm
not really tripping. So it's like, you know, you keep hitting me and everything like that, and then you tell me that you're a professional athlete. Anybody that knows Shaq knows I don't give a fuck about shit like that. But since you put your business out there, okay, cool. But you don't want to tell me who you are because you don't want me putting you out there. But you reached out to me, so it doesn't matter. You know, so then you want to send me a picture of your little limp ding-a-ling and swear that when it's large, when it gets hard, it's big, and that's what females say. But, you know, I don't know what females are telling you that, but it's a lie. So, you know, we proceed to talk some more or whatever. And he was like, I play for the Atlanta Falcons. You say you got gray eyes. A bitch goes on the Atlanta Falcons roster. I look at every player on the Atlanta Falcons, and I don't see nobody with no crazy-ass eyes. Then we start talking. It's like preseason. I'm a football chick. I'm asking you what position you play. You don't want to tell me that either. Then you fuck around near the last game of the season. Y'all play the Miami Dolphins. You tell me that y'all lost against the Dolphins. I look at ESPN. Y'all won 16-10. So I'm like, okay. Yes, I'm like, so when did football season start?
Oh, no, baby, I'm playing for the overseas Atlanta Falcons. European.
Nah, but my thing is, you play football, you're a professional athlete. Since when do you have so much time to track every site that I'm on? Shooting your ass be on the field, making sure the Dirty Birds, you know, y'all got a nice chance at the playoffs this year? Why are you tracking me when saying that I'm on my BBM too much and I'm on my laptop too much, blah, blah, blah? So then I'm like, when does football season start? It starts in about 2-3 weeks. Shitting me, boo-boo. Season starts September the 9th. So, you know, I give him a chance. I let him live again, and I come back at him again. I'm like, yo, so did y'all win against Miami? Shut up, LOL. Shut up. Like, I'm being funny. Yeah, so I go ahead and bust his ass out. He's like, no, you know, my aunt is sick, and I'm dealing with that. We won. Okay, so anybody that's a football player, y'all are excited about football season because y'all live and breathe football. It's not even about the money. It's about the chance to get out there and play and do something constructive. You can even tell me who the fuck your home game was against. It was like, I got so much on my mind. What the fuck you mean? All right, cool.
EU NFL.
Yeah, so my thing is, I get a text message this morning. He asked me about Thicky Thick. Fuck you mean? You know what I'm saying? I roll over. I'm on vacation. I don't got time to deal with no fuck shit. I'm looking. Do I know a girl from Louisiana? 318. Yeah? What? Like, oh, she's like on some gay shit and sending me all these text messages and you asking her about some porn stuff or whatever. I'm like, what? So I call Shorty, like, what the hell? You know, because it's still early. I ain't in my right mind. I'm like, what the fuck? So I call her, and I'm like, yo, I'm good. You know, I'm not going to call no more. I don't got time for this. Then evidently he sent her a picture that I sent him. And what people don't understand is you can't put a you can't put me on blast because I'll send a picture to you. Shit, it's nothing. I'll send you a video. It's nothing. So how can you put a profession, an adult entertainer on blast? Shit, we show it all anyway.
His name is Mario. Hey, that's his name. He lied. He did not work for football. He do some other shit. And that's not his car. It was off the internet. I know. I looked at everything. Okay. He wouldn't even show me a picture of his face. He wanted to have phone sex with me, but he couldn't show me a picture of his face, nor his dick. He's a fake.
It's small.
That nigga named Casper. That nigga say he invisible.
Like, it's no thing to me. I send pictures to him. He's like, oh, yeah, little mama, you straight, you right, or whatever, as he says. I go, okay, so let me see you. He's like, nah. So evidently, he must be ugly as fuck.
No, he just beat up for football.
Well, this, y'all already know how I do. I mean, we don't have an official name, but we have an official phone number, 404-877-2400.
Wow.
For anybody that wants to talk to somebody, this is the guy for you. For all my men that love men out there that's listening to Chalk Mommy, here's a good one for you. Break them in. Yeah, I mean, if y'all are into phone sex, this is your guy. Again, 404-877-2400.
That's fucked up.
And for everybody that's on BBM, it's the Gray-Eyed Bandit 1. All right? I'll get y'all that PIN number later. Don't play with me. Play fucking Wii. Play PlayStation 3. Play Xbox. But don't play with Chalk, because Chalk is nothing nice. Y'all should know that.
Damn.
Anybody got somebody else they want to put on blast today? Thinking Coochie, Small Dicks, anything?
What's going on?
I'm sorry.
Say it again.
I said, does anybody have anybody they would like to put on blast today?
Oh, no, I ain't got no damn blast. Fuck that shit.
You sure?
I've done ducked that shit a long time ago.
Okay, well, you know, I have to take a pause for the cause. I'm going to play the only commercial that I like to hear, and this is from my manager from Ocala and Precious Entertainment. So we're going to take a little pause.
I'm going to go before you shut down.
Yeah, before we play the commercial, my co-host is about to go get it in. Don't worry, y'all. She's going to take pictures, videos, and it's going to be up on ChalkMommy.com or ChalkMommyProductionsMean.com by tomorrow. Don't forget, we need that footage. And if you whack, you know, I already know how you're going to handle it.
Please pray for me because I really want some big tonight. I really do. When he's talking big shit. So I promise when we die, I'm going to take. Yes, word.
Oh, please do. I mean, if you feel the need to accidentally roll on your phone and, you know, hit talk.
Oh, I'll call y'all back on the sleep and let y'all hear it.
That'll work.
Damn.
Enjoy yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye. We're going to play Peace commercial, and I'll be right back.
That's right, y'all. Your musical professional help is here, and it's brought to you by Impressions Entertainment Services. For your professional artist development, contract negotiation, and professional management, you can get at Impressions. To get more info, you can hit her up at 786-361-8235. That's 786-361-8235. Or get at her at impressionent@gmail.com. What you waiting on? Take your career to the next level.
Like, girl, what the hell? Okay, that was a pause for the cause. I have to play this song. I swear I've been wanting to hear this song for a minute, and it'll put us in the mood, and it kind of describes me. This is Adina Howard, A Freak Like Me. This is a blast from the past.
I don't care.
wanting to hear that song for the longest. It just puts me in a mood. And I can honestly say that my self-inflicted drought may come to an end tonight.
Self-inflicted drought.
Yeah, you know, Chalky ain't been giving it up.
Yeah, she been fasting, trying to save it.
I ain't a fucking porn star, not fuck. What kind of shit is this, man? What is the world really coming to? Is the world really coming to an end, man? Porn stars don't want to fuck no more. I mean,
you know, it takes a special kind of ding-a-ling to sway me. You know, I'm just holding back and just holding on and just thinking about some things on how I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? Because everybody wants me to go hardcore, but, you know, I've been saying I'm staying soft. But it's like, I don't know. I'm about ready to go ahead and give everybody what they're asking for, but I don't know if they're ready.
Go ahead, Jane. No problem.
You said go ahead,
yeah,
Jane.
Go
no problem.
Yeah, go hardcore.
Jane, go find Tarzan. We here?
You know what? I don't know. You know, I have this thing about, you know, when I deal with people, I want to deal with somebody that wants to chill with me for me, the person, not the persona of Track Mommy. Because, you know, people get caught up in, like, oh, damn, blah, blah, blah. I want me somebody that was with me when I was just normal Pam, chilling. I even take a motherfucker that was fucking with me when I was hustling and doing 50 pounds a day. You know, I'll deal with that versus a motherfucker that's trying to be with Chuck Mommy for what he may feel like is a glamorous life, because ain't shit glamorous over here. I work. Then I do everything else on the side. You know what I'm saying? I don't want a hindrance. I want somebody that's going to be like, you know, shit, they can sit down and give me some ideas together. At the end of the night, we can experiment, get it in, and wake up and try it all over. But I just don't want to be stagnated with a motherfucker that's caught up with a name. Mm-hmm. And, like, eye candy and be like, yo, I'm fucking with Chops. Nah, I'll fuck around there and fuck you up and punch you in your damn head. I don't got time for that bullshit. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Oh, you know what? I have a friend on the line. His name is EJ. EJ is the Nutcracker man in New York. EJ put me on my first Nutcracker when I did a photo shoot when I was in New York, in my hotel room in Queens, him and Michelle. I was so fucked up during the photo shoot. I blasted them on BBM. They BBMs was blowing up. I was doing the photo shoot. And he is the first guy I actually took a picture with a dick with. It's crazy. Hold on. EJ.
Yo, what's going on? It was good.
How you doing? You know, I still need to see that picture because, you know, I need to see how good I look with your shaft, though.
Yeah, I know. We got to get that to you ASAP.
So what you got going on?
Right now, we just working hard, just trying to make something of myself with this radio thing. Just moving forward. That's about it. Stay positive.
Tell us about your radio show. You got to tell me what nights you're on because I need to support you because you're supporting me and that really means a lot to me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We got the Wired Radio every Wednesday from 8 to 11. The website is wiredradio247.com. We interview up-and-coming artists as well as mainstream artists. We have information going on in hip-hop as well as the world. That information that matters to you, we have different topics tonight, and we just like have a good time. Now, you can check us out on the webcam. I'm in there acting a fool, dancing, always listening to new dance moves. So, you know, come fly with us.
Oh, my God. I will make, oh, you know what, I got to work Wednesday. Well, I will make sure I bring my laptop, and if not, I'll log on from the computer at work and see if y'all can teach me how to Dougie.
Now, I don't know how to Dougie, but I can tell you how to do the EJ. Something different.
So I know you've been listening, and, you know, tonight has been like some laid-back topics because last week we killed the airwaves. We had the squirters on the air, and we was talking about what turns you on sexually. And tonight the subjects have been safe. So I think I'm going to turn the tables, and you're going to be my first victim. What is the freakiest thing you have done to a female or you have let a female do to you?
Yeah. Not really that freaky. I don't know. I didn't really do that as freaky as yet. I don't know. It depends what you consider freaky.
Let me see.
Thing with that asshole licking or get my asshole lick, I pass.
That's what I said, but they was talking like I was homo trying to say you
no.
Don't let no motherfucker lick your ass, man.
Hell no. I'm good, I pass on that. You can suck my left, suck my dick, that's it. I ain't, hell no. Cause you like as a man, how would you let a female lick your ass? Are you going to sit back on your back and crop your legs in the air? That's what a girl would do. Like, come on, my father raised a man, not a girl.
Well, she ain't really got to throw her legs up. I mean, she ain't really got to throw your air legs up in the air.
Yeah, man, all that, man. Them niggas lick her ass, they might well throw their legs up.
Listen, I ain't going to lie to you. I don't like nobody behind me because I can't see what's going on. If I can't see what's going on, that means it's not meant for it to happen. True story.
Oh, my gosh.
Word.
Okay, so we know you're not licking ass and getting your ass licked. So what have you done? You done something. I mean, I know that night, that day in the hotel room wasn't freaky for you because, I mean, I could see it in your eyes. You've done more.
Nah, I'm a basic dude. I just like my dick sucker. I'm saying simple dick sucking, fucking. That's about it. I was a hardcore like fucking. That's it. Call it a day. I like to work a real sweat up, you know. As fucking for me is like an exercise.
I keep it
simple.
You know what? I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna let you live, but I know you done did something else. If I have to bring it up out of you. I'm gonna bring it up out of you. You done did something.
Nah, you let me know what I did. I got it pretty much a clean slate on my arm right now. I'm trying to keep it that way.
Okay, but I let you live the night that you came to the hotel room and I had just finished doing the tiny chat. I let you live. I was being nice when you and Michelle was in the room that day. I let you live. I gave you a little sample, but I let you live. You ain't going to be so lucky when I come back.
I got you. I hear you talking. That's all I got to say.
You're going to do something freaky.
Yeah.
I'll bring you out.
I hear you talking. That's all I got to say.
I'm going to bring you out, and it's going to be all love.
All right. Nah, I hear you talking. Whatever you're ready. You know where I'm at. Number didn't change.
Oh, you know what? Oh, yeah. You know, I'm about to have a fuck party, right?
What?
Hold on. Whoa. What kind of party?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I mean, y'all know about the private party tour, but, you know, we're actually about to have a Chocolate City fuck party.
Wow.
We're going to start out in North Carolina, and we're going to do it in New York. And basically, you know, for everybody that's following me on BBM, I had 7 groups. I had Chocolate City Part 1 through 5, and then I started 2 other new groups. So I deleted Chocolate City 1, 2, and 3, and I kept part 4 and 5, and I started a fucking community because everybody's like, since everybody in my groups are getting together and fuck, why don't I have a date in sight? So I decided to create Chocolate City Fucking Community, and basically everybody is in there with the understanding that you're going to bang somebody out. Then for the people that are hustlers or that serious about their paper and their go-getters, I created Chocolate City Hustle. So, you know, right now I have 4 groups, and I'm about to start some more because Chocolate City is about to just take over everything.
Hold on.
And everything. Yeah.
I got one question.
Yeah.
I'm on BBM, and I'm not on none of them groups.
You know, for a minute there, you know, I had lost you because I had went through so many Blackberries that I was losing all my contacts and everything like that. So which group would you like to be in? Because it's something serious. I mean, but you got to understand, in the groups, you got to post some pictures. I mean, females want to see what you're working with. They want to see your face. They want to see your ego. You can't get in there and just be thinking your talk game is going to let you live, because in my groups, I'm nothing nice. I will snap on you. Don't put up no fuck shit. Don't put up no... Don't put up something you don't want nobody to talk about, because we talk about everything. If your shit is not looking right, we're going to talk about it. If you put up a picture of a chick that you knocked down and she got some hair and she look like a mustache instead of looking like, you know, trimmed up, you know, we talk about that. I mean, the groups are a lot of fun, and people actually get it in. I mean, it's so crazy that I have this thing called FanBridge where people sign up to be a fan of mine, and I have fan questions, and I have people asking me about my BBM groups, how can I be in it, and this, that, and the third. So I like how people take notice, because, you know, it's like actually a waiting list for my groups because they fill up so fast, because everybody recognizes that, you know, anything that I start, it's going to be hot and popping. So which one do you want to be in?
Whatever one you think that fits me.
Fits you?
Yeah, whatever one you think that fits me. I think I got a good reference.
Yeah, but, you know, some of them girls like lickety-lickety, you know, from one end to the other, so I don't know if you want to be
You only can be in one group or all 4?
You can be in all of them. I don't discriminate.
Well, just send me one, and I'll see which ones I like, and I'll pan out the good ones or the bad ones.
Okay. All right, that will work. Hold on. I have a good friend of mine, Mr. Review Pole. He got a lot going on. Mr. Review Pole, you're on the air.
What's good? What's good, Chop Mommy? What's good, y'all?
How you doing?
I'm out here making it. What's happening, man? I'm loving the talk show you got going on, man. I've been listening for the past 3 weeks. I've been trying to get on, but, you know, you be too busy. You know, y'all be having a lot going on there. What's happening, though?
Oh, my God. Tonight we're laid back, and Miss Sticky Thick just sent an update and said, oh, dude is looking good in a motherfucker, so that means she's going to give up the ass. So hopefully we'll have some footage to throw up on the site tomorrow. Knowing her, she's a thorough ride-or-die chick. But
nice.
I got a text message from you today, and it sounds like you got a party going on tonight.
Oh, man. Well, you know, we always got it going, man. And why we waiting for you, though? But yeah, man, we got it cracking right now in BK, man. Anybody out in the New York area, matter of fact, that's on Chop Mommy's anything, the Ning site, y'all on the radio show right now. All y'all gotta do is come to Brooklyn, man, because we got it popping 30 buns. That's gonna get it cracking all night long. So you know what I'm saying? If y'all in NY, you know what I'm saying, come out to Brooklyn, man. 718 is at
Black.
That BBM about that earlier.
Yeah, man, that's me, man. That's all me, man.
That's what it is.
Yeah, man, come out, man. We out here. We about to get it real crazy, man. 718. The address is 718. What is this shit? Lincoln. Yeah, Lincoln Street between Malcolm X and Patchen. So all y'all got to do, if you got the BBM, if you got my BBM, you just hit me up when y'all are out here at the door. and we got you, man. But, yeah, man, anybody rocking with Mommy, you know what I'm saying, or on ReviewPoll.com, you know, we get it going all the time, man, out there, man. We got this adult shit on Smash out there in the NY.
That's what it is. That's
well, you know, let me see. When your business partner came to North Carolina, we didn't get a chance to get together in politic and talk any business. We just chatted a little while over Facebook.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
He left you a
DVD up there, but you ain't get to it yet.
How are he going to leave me a DVD and he ain't leave me no fucking phone number to call his brother? Tell me your business partner. He's funny
as hell.
Oh, you
fucking up.
When I see him, yeah, when I see him.
I pranked on the nigga. I was like, yo, how you ain't meet up? Because he said he went to that spot, Onyx, and he was hollering at the owners with us trying to come down there and do something there. But, yeah, man, I'm gonna get at him for you. But, yo, I got you, girl. Don't even worry about it. I'm waiting for my Chocolate City, copy, man. Was good, because you came up here, you was hanging with Nutcracker, my dude, the Nutcracker, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even come through and bring me a DVD.
Okay, first
Nutcracker, you had it tied up, man. I was like, yo, Mommy, when you out here? Because I was in Long Island. Hit her up. She was like, oh, I got a few shoots to do. And that was the last I heard of her. Next thing I know, she gone and shit.
Hey, you know what? It's the Nutcracker's fault, because after he gave me, I did have the Nutcracker.
the Nutcracker's getting cracking out here, man.
You're ready.
God. I was so fucked up. And then I had to go to the radio show that night to do the show for 2 hours with DJ Hot Rod on Sex Sessions on Street Music FM. And, oh, my God, I was so fucking twisted because, you know, that was my last night in New York. So I was supposed to host an event at a club, but how am I going to drive somewhere in New York and I don't know my way around? And I was feeling nice. So all I wanted to do was just lay up and just chill, because I didn't want to lose my parking space and get up the next morning. But, you know, it was Nutcracker's fault, because after that Nutcracker, that was, like, the easiest photo shoot I ever had, because it was the first female I shot with. It was a wrap.
I ain't even mad at that, man. I'm waiting to see them. I'm waiting to see them shoot, man. I'm in the girl shit, man.
Oh, yeah, I need to do that. You got to see the pictures that I took tonight in the art gallery in Miami. When I tell you, them shits is, like, really, really nice. He's supposed to get them back to me, like, within the next couple of days or whatever. And I really wanted to do a shoot on the beach, and it's like I didn't get a chance to do everything that I wanted to do. But it's cool because I'm going to come back, and then I'll be in Ocala tomorrow and Sunday. So if I have to skedaddle to Gainesville, and I think they got some beaches. I don't know. It's so country down there. No disrespect, Red.
Motherfucking
beaches
in Gainesville, man.
It ain't?
Hell no, man. The beach over there,
oh,
by me, man. Got to come to St. Augustine or something, man, you know.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to have to find me. Oh.
First time in
Florida. I'll have some pictures. Matter of fact, tomorrow... I'm doing another show, and I'm going to webcam it. So it's gonna be straight live. Like, I'm going to actually be in a studio, and I'm going to have guys there, females, and I'm going to be in rare form. It's going to be like, whoa. It's really going to be something else. It's something to be reckoned. So then people get to see my new look. I got the little long silky weave going again, and... You know, swag is on 1,000 again. But that review poll thing, I'm excited because, you know, you got your section in the G-Spot magazine. I got the cover. And
yeah, that was a good,
like,
look on that, man.
Thanks
for that, man. That was a good look on that.
Oh, man, and you're going to have, from my understanding, it's like you're going to have your own section. It's, like, ongoing. So that's a big accomplishment, you know what I'm saying? And what people don't understand is advertising or promoting yourself on my site, you never know who's looking at you and who's going to reach out to you for any type of business opportunity. That's why I told people, put up your pictures, put up your videos, put up your music, because you never know. Plus, when I do my projects, I'm always looking for artists to use their tracks. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I always support everybody. So there's this guy on our BBM. His name is TV Vocalist. He has this song called Booty Rough, right? And the cat sounds like Pleasure P. When I heard it, I was like, oh, my God, that would be such a nice lap dance or a nice pole dance or whatever. So I'm going to go ahead and play it real quick, and then we're going to come back and chop it up. Hold on, guys, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Just got home from work, dinner's ready, I'm fixing your dessert, my body's yearning, candles burning, trying to go in until the side of morning, rose had a check, bubble bath check, making sure everything is ready on the set, so sit back baby, enjoy the show while I drive you crazy, and let go.
Guys, what did y'all think about our own TV Vocalist on BBM?
Pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right, man. It was better than what I expected.
Yeah. Sound like a nigga off BET, man.
Yeah, y'all are stupid. I love the honesty because I'm like, I have been sitting on that song for a minute, and I'm like, okay, you know what? Tonight will be a good time to play that because the one thing I love about BBM is we all support each other no matter, well, I ain't going to say no matter what because it'd be some crazy stuff that we don't support, but anybody that's doing anything positive and productive, everybody seems to support them. And I even like the fact that when we got some fries out there, everybody bands together and puts it out there to let people know, yo, don't fuck with this person because they ain't shit. They are fraud. They are fake. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? So
word.
I kind of like that.
Word. I feel you on that.
Did anybody get that blast about Paul Williams lost all his contacts and that, you know, they was blasting his pen for him?
Yeah, I seen
somebody send that.
I'm like, how does Mr. Contacts lose all his contacts? Like, did he not back them up? And if he wasn't so busy fucking people up on BBM and YouTube and it, you know, he could keep up with everything, you know, because y'all know he blasted me on BBM. For what? I don't know. Like, wow. That was kind of funny because I had never been blasted before. And
what he did,
it was interesting. Huh?
What he said?
Oh, that I was ugly and some other shit, but he couldn't tell me where the beef came from. And he used, like, I guess a general blast text that he used for all females. And, you know, I'm like, okay. I just let it be known, gave out his PIN number, like, yo, this dude is blasting me, but I've never said anything out the way to him, never done anything. What do they do that at, you know? And then it's like somebody is supposed to find out what the problem was, but to me, it doesn't even matter because we're on different plateaus. I don't do the music. I don't do artists or anything like that, you know, or stuff on a certain level. So whether a man is mad at me, I could care less because he's a man, I'm a woman. We have different walks in life. So I can't sit there and use negative energy to try to make something positive out of something that I don't understand. So being a bigger person, I just keep it moving and be productive and conducive to everyone else and uplift them because I'm not on BBM to tear anybody down. If I have to tear you down, it's because you done did some fuck shit or you done said something completely out the way, like you call me a black bitch or you call me something else and normally I'm going to blast you and put your name and say what you said. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I feel like on BBM, we have people from all countries. And what people fail to realize is if you don't speak good English, do not try to have a conversation with somebody in the States. Because when you sit there and be like, you black slut or you black bitch, I'm going to cuss you out. But to you, that's a good thing. Well, in the States, you get slapped and you get fucked up for shit like that. So if you're not sure and your English is not proper, just don't even say shit. Your best bet is just to keep it quiet and keep it moving. Don't y'all agree?
I agree with you.
I agree.
Oh, for sure.
Because I'd be 38 high on some bullshit like that. Like, for real.
I agree with you 100%. You still hear me, right?
Hello? I'm trying to get my internet connection back. So y'all gotta bear with me. Oh Lord!
I'm on a computer for the first level, so I'm multitasking right now.
You multitasking?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, and I'm on a computer trying to promote my resume show and upload my resume.
Oh, see, I like that. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I try my best.
See, I'm not even mad at you.
So you didn't finish telling me about the fuck fest. When you coming to New York?
I'm coming up there next month. We came up with this idea that it's going to be guest list only because, you know, don't nobody want to go to jail for promoting some crazy shit. So
yeah.
It's guest list only. There's a admission price. It's going to be about $50 to get in, but all the drinks are going to be $5 all night.
All right.
And you go in, you have a good time, you do what you do. I'm in the process of trying to find someone that can sponsor, or I can get some Chocolate City condoms, you know, got to promote safe sex. So, matter of fact, DJ Ike Jeter has a friend that he's going to put me in touch with, and I think it would be nice to have that.
Got you.
So that's what I'm going to be working on. Does that mean people are going to hit me off? No, that doesn't, because $40 is not enough.
So once you pay to get in, you gotta pay to play.
Once you get in, it's basically like a swingers type thing. You know, you have, it's like a lifestyle party.
Gotcha. So once you anything goes. Like, what's the dress code? Is it dress code?
You can dress however you want to dress.
Oh, no, the reason I was asking, because I was like, somebody might be fully clothed, or you got to walk around in your boxes, or, you know what I'm saying, to put the mood right. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, you can wear whatever you want to wear.
Yeah, a lot of people switch it up when they go those type of events. Like, some people might have everybody come through in robes. You got to change out, put robes on. You know, it's all how you want to do it.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, I mean, I expect you to come in fully clothed, and then, you know, there can be a section for you to go ahead and get comfortable and everything like that. But, no, you don't have to walk through the door wearing a toga or anything like that. No, you don't.
Oh, no, I definitely understand that. I was just saying, because some people might be fully clothed all night just looking around. It really matter.
I mean, you got some people that will do that because they're not secure within themselves, and that's okay. You know, they probably just want to pay and look and see and, you know, probably want to come see how I interact with everybody, and that's okay. I mean, that's fine.
Everybody there to see
no
you,
pressure. Yeah, it's no, you know, I'm the headliner. People will probably be like, okay, is she really like this on the air? Is she like that in person? And the answer is going to be yes. What you see on the air is what you see in person. EJ can tell you that. I mean, he seen me up close and personal. I mean,
yeah.
Too. We went to do a photo shoot. I went to get something to eat.
EJ got real up close and personal, man. He had that function, boy.
That function. Yo, y'all around. I still got the nutcracker, so y'all doing events and all that. Y'all need some liquor. Come talk to me, man.
All day. Real talk, I'm going to be hollering at you, kid, because I'm actually looking for a new photographer to get some work in on my site. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to definitely scream at you about that. I'm going to get all your contact info from Miss Chalk Mommy over here, and we definitely going to get up and do some work, because you right here in the hood, man.
Yeah, you already know.
You know what I'm saying? So that's
and
a good
also,
look.
Review, we need to get together because I'm going to need your girls on deck, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
especially,
man.
If they want to come down south to Florida.
I already told you we working on that right now, man. Actually, like, five things just walked in the building right now, man. They getting ready to suit up, man.
Oh, man.
Oh,
wow. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
New York.
What's good?
What's up, man? That motherfucker. I'll be getting some
New York is
right now. My granddad tried to give me the move to Jersey, man. I'd be fucking with my dude if I was up there. Be done. Jason Slayer out, my nigga.
I'll take you to New York one day, Red. I'll take
you.
Yeah,
go up there and go by one of my man parties for sure.
Red, whenever you get up here, boss, I got you. Don't even worry about it, man.
Okay. I'm going to stop by your spot before I go see the Big Apple.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. Like I said, we got, even if you get the Jersey, man, my man manages Jersey girls up there, man.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? If you on that side, just let me, and I got you.
Okay, that'll work. That's damn sure work, because I'm coming.
Damn. Yeah.
See, that's what I like. We don't have any barriers, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's like New York, Florida, North Carolina. We all come together. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
okay,
man,
this... this is my last song for the night. I ain't even going to tell y'all what this is, but I'm going to give y'all a hint. It's like, no matter where you live, when you hear this song in the club, everybody always seems to make their way to the dance floor. It's like one of them songs that ain't ever, 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 ever going to go out of style. Now, some people might know it. Some people might not. They're like, bitch, how you expect me to know that? You ain't giving me no information or not enough information. I don't need to. The song says it for itself. People up top will know exactly what I'm talking about.
First things first, I pop up, freaks all the honey, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan, but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage, I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. Am I jam not even Mitsubishi? Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajo creep me and they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Island Coppin. Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friend Papa hit it, then split it in two. As I flow with the Junior Mafia, I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once the grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the sex, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. Look at that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act tough, that deep. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped, CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Ripping jobs, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing a song for me, boo?
I got that good song, girl, you didn't know.
So what's it gonna be, him or me? We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in it. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that man a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the Allstate, sexing me while your man... Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewind. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
One more chance.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, we in the style right now. That's what I'm talking about.
I knew y'all would appreciate that song. Like, oh my God, I just always have to. Whenever I'm in a club and that song comes on, I just have to hit the dance floor. That's like all I need. Like Mary J. and Method Man, I say like that is like every thug and his ride or die chick anthem for a relationship.
Yeah,
no matter what, like and then you know another classic is Redman and Method Man, the Rockwella. Like, no matter whatever they make in life, they will never ever make something to top that song right there. That's just like one of the ones that they were in the studio, they were fucked up, came out with this dope ass beat, the lyrics, and they can never duplicate that ever. As a matter of fact, I think next week I'm going to take it all the way back. I think I need to hear some Scott LaRock, Super Ho, or Criminal Mind. And what y'all think about that?
That's hard.
You need some motherfucking gang star.
Wow.
You need some of them guys from off top about that. I'm from Florida, but I fuck with them guys.
You know, man. And it's... I'm like, I don't discriminate.
That's the hip-hop right there, but y'all got it. Yo, Florida, real talk, y'all got it on Smash right now, man.
Yeah, you know.
Oh,
we're off running things right now.
No.
But you got to think about it. Ross is the future. You can't, you got to go back. It started in New York. I'm sorry. Because you just got to think about it. Eric B. and Rakim, Eric B. for president, Follow the Leader, Kool G Rap, UTFO, The Real Roxanne Shanté, fucking
you going in? I like that. Making me feel good right now. You know,
showing your hip-hop education.
Hold up.
Yeah, so it's just like, I don't know. It's like that music is just classic to me. Like, it's nothing. Like, the new rappers coming up, okay, whatever. But until y'all can, like, give me some classic beats, it's just like, it's just useless. It's just useless. And my all-time favorite is Jay-Z and Maya, the Best of Me remix. And I know this has nothing to do with sex, but it's just something that I've always wondered. How does, like, you remember Jadakiss and Maya did the first one, The Best of Me, and that was nice. But how do you as a rapper feel when you do a song with an artist, then they come back and do a remix and then make your shit look like ass? Like, how do you feel? Like, I be wanting to know that.
Yeah.
Cause
nobody even remember that record with Jada. You don't ever hear it.
Don't get me wrong. Jada's nice, but Jay-Z just wrecked it with DJ Clue. I mean, you know, Clue said a little something in the beginning, but he wasn't all through the song. DJ Clue. But to me, that was just a classic. Like, the Carolina Blue and just like...
I just
like,
on a Willie Boss because I was six.
And I'm just like, you know, and it's like rap has taken on so many different transformations. Poor Racist Teachers, X-Clan, Black Star, you know, before he became Guru. You know what I'm saying? Main Source. Like, I was like, all this political rap, like, where are they now? Like, why isn't anybody picking up where they left off and sending out a new message now? You know what I'm saying?
You're still out there, man. You got the Roots that's still going. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big fan of the Roots. So, you know, they still got it going. Who else is out there right now that's like...
Oh, Common. Common keeps it going.
Yeah, you got
Common.
A few cats out there. Pharrell Mont, you got a few cats out there, like, still doing it. But, you know, that's never been mainstream, you know, multi-platinum selling type of music, but like people are really like going out there and like spending a bunch of money and a whole bunch of people are buying it. So, you know, they have their niche. That, you know, they have their place.
Oh, I have a question for y'all, because, you know, we never really talk about entertainment news or whatever, but this right here tripped me out because it just made me realize how ignorant and how stupid people can be. How do y'all feel about Petey Pablo?
Yo, he
y'all heard about what he did, right?
I don't even know what he did.
Nah, I'm out the loop, too.
This dumb ass, and I don't give a fuck who listened and go back and tell him. He can call in my show and straighten me, but until the meanwhile, this dumb ass goes to the airport in Raleigh-Durham, which is like an hour away from me, tries to get on a fucking plane with a gun, and guess what the date was?
9/11?
9/11.
Yo.
Okay, no, hold up. Now, here comes the funny part. Now, we know Petey Pablo. He had some paper back then. And, you know, you're trying to come back or whatever. But with all the money that you had or have, why couldn't you buy a gun at the box? Why did you have to go on a plane with a stolen gun?
Stolen gun?
And you're a convicted felon. Can we say bye-bye?
A word? Is that for him?
Yeah, he, 9/11, black man, stolen gun, airplane. That's four strikes.
Yo, how can I get information on that? I need to find out, like, do a follow-up on that. That's crazy.
All you got to do is Google it. All you got to do
All right, I will. Because that's the,
yeah.
You know, I'm about to send him about 2 weeks ago, and Susie Wong's in New York. But I didn't know that was him. That's
well,
crazy.
Now, when you see him, you can just be like, you a dumbass. Like, come on now.
Yeah, I won't be
911? I mean,
I won't be
man, they take that shit so serious. Like, if you feel that insecure that you got to get on a plane with a gun, motherfucker, drive.
Yeah.
Drive a car, get on the trailways, do Amtrak. But what is the justification of you bringing a gun to an airport, especially on 911? To me, that's disrespectful because so many people lost their lives or whatever. And it's nothing you can do. It's like if it's your time to go, it's your time to go. Bringing a gun on a plane ain't going to help you because, nigga, if they want to drop your ass out the airplane, they can do that. And that gun ain't going to save you. So now, you know, your bond was $50,000. You posted it. So, you know, you got to sit back and see what the hell is going to happen to you.
Right.
And I'm still tripping. What do y'all think is going to happen to T.I.?
Yo, that actually just fucked my head up a little while ago. I'm reading this shit.
I think his girl's going to take a rap for that one because he just came back. He got to make bread for the family. So I think she probably take a rap for that. No joke.
But it wouldn't matter if she took the rap for it or not. He was still around it. You know what I'm saying? They could be like, okay, well, we're going to make you go back to the halfway house. Because federal parole is different than regular parole. Thank God I never got to see the Alphabet Boys. You know what I'm saying? Because I did mad shit. I should have been seeing. Matter of fact, the Secret Service used to come see me every 2 years on some counterfeit shit. But I don't do that shit no more. But it's like...
My bad. I stepped off for a phone call, but I know y'all talking about Tip and Tang.
Yeah.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. I think he going back in because his urine was dirty, and his parole. I was reading it today. I said he had bad urine, so that's not good at all for Tip.
Nah, man. Nah, they didn't. They put themselves in a bad bitch, yo, man. And they was in the back of the back. Going crazy
with the paraphernalia.
Yeah, I mean, he should have had a do-boy in the back seat, so, and then had him be like, yo, hop out the car, run, do something, so it'd make it look even, you know what I'm saying?
It's still, his urine is dirty, so it, nobody could take the rap for that. He had bad urine. That's
yeah.
What it boiled down to. If he had passed the test, he could have been good. His urine tested positive for marijuana and ecstasy.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Downstairs. Yeah, downstairs.
Well, I guess
yo,
we can say goodbye. I gotta
get back to this party. We about ten deep right now, man.
Hey, bro, I'm gonna fuck with you, bro.
Yeah, man. When you get out here, man, don't worry. I'm gonna make sure you have a good time, man. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Make sure you have for me, man. Pictures for the site. We need pictures for the site tomorrow.
Yo, I'm gonna snap some shots tonight for you, and I'm gonna throw them on the name. But yo, man, everybody, come through, man. 78 Madison. Or for Malcolm X and BK, man, we out here and it's gonna be real crazy out here tonight, man. So yo, everybody could definitely come out, Freaks come out tonight. We wasn't even really talking on that Freak shit like you normally do, but we gonna get back.
Oh yeah, next week. Today was just like, you know, I don't know, I'm mentally tired, and tonight was good. It's laid back and it lets people know that I'm very versatile. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about this, we can talk about that, whatever. But next week we'll be back to getting it popping and having some live discussions, some heated discussions, putting some guys on blast. You know how I do.
All right, that's what's up. Oh, and by the way, life is good, nigga. What's happening? Yeah, man, yeah. But mommy, you know,
yes.
my girl said she wanna watch me put an end to you. You know what I'm saying? So she wanna sit there and watch me put an end to you. So.
Oh what? Oh yeah, make sure you call me tomorrow.
You was fine. You were supposed to do that. You were supposed to do that. But Jake locked you up with the Nutcracker, man. So you ain't come through.
But you was at work. You was at work, so who am I to argue with a working man?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm always at work, man. But don't worry, I'll find time.
I got you.
All right, so, yeah, man. So, yo, everybody, man, have a good one, man.
All right.
All right,
you safe.
Yeah, man.
And
yo, Jay, I'm going to hit you up about the photo shoots, man.
All right.
Later. EJ, I sent him your number.
All right,
no problem.
Okay.
I put it up though. Now I want. I've been trying to work and everything. I have like the chance to go out. I want to go out. Nah, but that party though, it sounds like it's gonna be interesting. So let me know, cause I'm gonna definitely. I'm saying some of my support regardless. If I come to show my face, now I gotta come support you.
Oh yeah. Actually, I'm gonna be working everything out when I get back. When I get back on, back to North Carolina, I'll be back on Tuesday because I have to go to work on Wednesday. So I'll have everything worked out. And then I think when it comes to New York, it's just going to be finding a location that can house it. Because in Greensboro, we have like penthouse hotels that are like made for that. Because you really can't do something like that in a club and, you know, be happy.
So where are you doing this one at? In the club or?
Oh no, we're gonna do it. We're actually gonna do it in a why is it offline? We're gonna actually do it in probably like a club, or even if I have to rent like a house, you know, we'll do it that way.
Alright, cool. And let me know if you need some Nutcrackers, you know, to not go to recipe your way and all that.
Oh, of course. We're going to need those, without a doubt. Like I said, all drinks are going to be, like, $5, mission to get in, and we're going to kick it, and I'm actually going to sit there and have someone to record it.
All right.
And then put it up on my site. So this should be really interesting. This should be something that everybody is going to be talking about. I mean, people are trying to duplicate it, but, you know, it's only going to be one, you know, nobody can really duplicate the Chocolate City brand.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, and then, you know, I still got the private party that's coming. Somebody called me last week to book it just for themselves. You know, it's like one dude, and he's like, you know, he wants three people. So I'm like, oh, word? That's what's up. I mean, it's nice to see that people are taking notice to, you know, my movement and what I have going on and what I'm trying to do.
Exactly right about that.
And then, you know, you joined the site, right? You joined me because when you're doing your shows, you can sit there and broadcast and let people see what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. Now I'll be missing you on the tiny cuts and everything.
You know what? I'm going to do that tomorrow night. I'm actually going to go ahead and do a live tiny chat because, you know, I haven't done tiny chat in so long. I'm going to do that and, you know, have a good time, let people see what, you know, hanging out with Chuck Mommy is all about and watch me interact with people and, you know, when I go to Ocala, take a lot of pictures and, you know, just be, like, so friendly. You know, I try not to be real reachable to people because you just never know. It's like a bunch of crazy people out there. But I try to be very personal with people. You know, I have phone numbers. People can call me. I answer. You know, I listen to my messages. I hit them back. People text me. I hit them back. But as far as, like straight trying to kick it and give me some dick or something like that, I don't want all that. I mean, I keep everybody at bay, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I'm stingy. I'm so stingy. I'm going to get out of that. Like I said, I'm on the self-inflicted drought right now. And once I get off the air, you know, I'm going to go see a blast from the past and, you know, be booed up tonight. Get that little cuddle tongue. I mean, you can hold me, but you can't stick me. That's kind of bad, huh?
Hell yeah, ain't no need to beat the purpose.
No, it don't.
Shit, it's all about, not all about, but goddamn, this time of night, shit.
At least you're not in New York where it's cold at.
What?
Shit, when I come to New York, it's real place. I'm taking reservations to hold me.
Hey.
That's about it, because I'm scared of New York right now. They making it personal, because I done talked too much junk about them. But, you know, they're really trying to hurt me. Craig, shut up. You one of them.
Hold up. I've been talking about a smack.
You and your brother, y'all trying to, y'all be setting me up for the okie doke. It's like y'all baiting me. I'm like, fuck that. Blackberry O hit me yesterday and was asking me when was I coming to New York. I'm kind of scared about that one. I don't know. As mean as I was to him and talked about him, he might be trying to fucking assassinate me. That's because y'all be setting me up. Y'all be gassing people up to come at me, and you know what I'm saying? Who the hell is this? I need a room or two. Don't y'all hate when people pin y'all and y'all don't know who the hell they are?
Yeah.
And I'm so rude. I get a text message from somebody or somebody call me from a number. Who the hell is this? Fuck you want. I know that's bad, right? So that's just like my general statement. I need to go ahead and program it to be a quick test. Who in the hell is this? Interrupted my radio, so. Tonight was like, I don't know. I'm a realist. Tonight my show is weak, but that's cool because it's laid back and I don't have the energy to, whatchamacallit, I don't have the energy to be going around and around with y'all and talking about fucking y'all up.
I know I'm laid back tonight. I'm the most.
I know it's like Friday, end of the work week, and I just came off a long-ass drive. I'm not even going to front. I drove to Florida from North Carolina. It was 12 hours because I did the speed limit. And it's cool. I'm coming back soon. I have to leave Tuesday, and I'm off Friday and Saturday. So, you know, I might skedaddle to Atlanta for the day, or I might just chill and get in touch with, you know, the North Carolina people in my BBM group so we can go ahead and put together this party and go ahead and get the guest list together so then that way New York can see how we rocked it, because everything that goes on, like the pictures, are going to be on my Ning site, plus I have my chalkmommy.com forwarded to my Ning site, and today I made my page public. So you no longer have to click on the invitation link and everything. All you got to do is just get up there and just click on it and sign up and just see. And, like, tonight the photo shoot that I did was nice. We did a story. I mean, for people to actually see me in a photo shoot with dress and some heels and, like, going through the transformation of different poses and, like, taking the dress off to being in some pink lace drawers and black pumps. I mean, it's hot. You guys are, like, going to be like, oh, my God, look at her. It's like she got a new look and she looks sexier. Or, you know, damn, them pink drawers look nice to me. You know, guys have different outlooks on different things. So I'm trying to give y'all another side of me to make y'all want me even more, if that's even possible.
No doubt.
Is it?
It's possible. It's always a good thing. You know, you got to put stuff in time.
You got to get killed. Don't worry. Go do you.
Oh, yeah, Craig, you like the new picture that I put up in the little shower so, you know, people can see my little petite frame.
Cooler, not say nothing.
Well, I ain't even see. I'm going to your website right now.
Oh, you know what? It's not even up on the website. Yes, my fat red. I'll just send you the picture.
All right.
Of what I'm doing. So you don't see me tomorrow. You don't need to see the damn picture.
I need to see the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, EJ.
Yeah.
Oh, now see EJ. You can see the picture. Hold on. Matter of fact, I'll show you the new picture of me, and then I'm going to send it to you now and whatnot. And that's. So it's like everybody is liking it, so I'm, like, giving them more clothes on so they can see that I'm a real person and stuff like that, and they're liking it. So, I mean, I'm being versatile. EJ, you have the picture. It's being sent to you now.
All right, cool.
And I'm trying to get an internet connection so I can see how much time that we have. But, I mean, I guess tonight is, like, a good show so everybody can be ready for tomorrow, because I'm telling you tomorrow it's going to be crunk. I'm going to have some alcohol in my system. I might even do a little lap dance on the air. I'm just going to be in rare form tomorrow.
Cool.
So everybody that can be near a computer, be near a computer, and, you know, then you can see me. Then you can tell a friend to tell a friend that, you know, I'm like one of the illest bitches on the air right now. And Craig, you
what
can know.
Huh? What time?
You know what? I'll do a broadcast and let you know exactly what time I'm going to go on, because it's like 4 hour drive for me. So it's going to be like tomorrow night. So it might be, like, around this time, like, around 10, or it might be a little later since it's going to be, like, some seriously adult content. But shit, it don't even matter. No kids should be near my damn show no fucking way. So if somebody got kids near my show, then it's a problem. It's their problem, not mine. So I don't know. Oh, I think Diva is trying to get online with us. Hold on. Let me see if this is her number. Oh, shit. Hold on. Diva.
Yes?
Hey, Mommy.
Yes. I've been on this line waiting on you to finish your conversation. You just don't know.
Everybody does Diva. You know, I'm like, who the hell is this 561 number? He was like, I've been on air 30 minutes. I'm thinking he was online. Everybody, this is Biba from BBM. She is my photographer. We didn't get a chance to do everything that we needed to do, but she got a couple of pictures from me yesterday. She is mad cool. She's mad cool, cute. She got mad ass for days. So if anybody is trying to reach out and touch that, I suggest you have some length on you, because with all that ass, you got a long stroke.
Need to meet me, Diva.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Need to meet me. I'm Idris.
Oh, okay. Don't believe it, talk. No, mommy crazy. Mommy, she's so crazy.
Y'all better believe every mom. Y'all better believe everything I say. Y'all know I don't lie. Not when it comes to females and goods.
But Diva, we need to do a shoot together, Diva. We need to do a shoot together.
I can barely hear you.
I said we need to do a shoot together.
What do you mean need it together? Yeah, I can take your pictures.
All right.
She's in Florida, though, EJ.
Oh, wow.
What do you mean, oh, wow?
When I come to Florida, maybe.
Well, I'm ready for any kind of pictures. I mean, I've done all sorts. Mommy knows.
Well, it's cool, but when I come to Miami or wherever you are in Florida, I just want to do a shoot with you.
Okay, like I said, if it's me taking the picture, I'll have no problem.
All
right. She is good.
Cool.
I'm not ready for that other stuff.
No problem.
Oh, no.
I'm too shy for that. I'm too shy.
We can bring it out. EJ, as long as you bring the nutcracker, you good. She'll be relaxed. She'll let her hair down. You can see
Perfect.
Those beautiful cheekbones. Man, I vouch for her.
Perfect.
Yeah, she's in a group, matter of fact. EJ, go ahead and text me your pin, and I'll go ahead and put you in Hustle and FC and see how you rock with those and see how you like them, and you should be straight. You should be straight. It's been quiet because I've been, like, down here, and I haven't been manning them like I need to, but it's like the show is about to be over. The groups that should be popping tomorrow, I'm going to set them all off and everything like that. And, you know, once I get off the air, I have to skedaddle and go see a long-lost friend, and I have to get up early in the morning and go to the country. All I can say is I really appreciate all the love that everybody shows me. I made a new friend on BBM. I didn't get a chance to do the things that I needed to do with her, but I'm going to be coming back. I'm going to take her out. I'm going to get her drunk. I'm going to introduce her to Busta Pussy. That's a drink. It's 151 Southern Comfort and Raspberry Liqueur. Chilled and get her right. Like, anybody that goes out with me knows that I'm a drinker. I get it popping, and I get it popping. I mean,
yeah, we need to when you get a chance this week, you give me a phone call. We're gonna talk about making these Busta Pussy these drinks. We're gonna talk about making these drinks.
Oh yeah. And then come in the hot tub. One is Pink Schnapps, Splash of Bailey's, and Grey Goose. You can't go wrong with that. Every time I go to a bar and I order those, everybody is trying to be like, yo, what's that? So I'm always making a statement without making a statement, just with the things that I eat, the things that I drink, and the shit that I say. And y'all already know my slogan. Y'all are now rocking with the best.
I need to meet up. That's sent to you.
Yeah, I got it. I'm going to add you in. And the show is about to be over. I like to thank everybody that tuned in. I see a 336-383 number just tuned in. Baby girl, you late as hell. I'm going to call you when I get out there and see where the hell you been. You're supposed to be my biggest fan. You must have had to put your demon to sleep. You had to put your badass child to sleep.
Yeah, you already know, girl.
I swear, this show has been laid back, but I promise you, tomorrow night, it's a special edition, because y'all know I always do a show once a week. I got like 10 seconds. I'm going to send everybody a broadcast on what time I'm going to be on air tomorrow. People that have your laptops, be around, because I'm going to do Tiny Chat, so I'm going to be live. So thank you guys for calling in, and y'all have a good night.
Bye.